bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the first chapter of Galatians. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. The boy was watching when the woman stepped off a sandbar into the ocean's deep current. He watched as the woman panicked. He watched as 20 adults, all dressed in their bathing attire, looked at the woman and listened to her cries for help. Wondering if anybody would do anything, the boy found himself cheering when, at long last, a fully clothed young man dove into the water and brought the woman to safety. On the way home, the boy spoke to his father about the events he had witnessed and the anger he felt toward those folks who had stood by and done nothing. Later on, he recalled what his father had said that day. As an explanation, his father wisely told him, "The world often seems divided between those who care and those who don't care enough. But don't judge too harshly. It takes courage to care greatly." Courage to care greatly. This Holy Week we will see the Savior, and we will see just how greatly he cared for you and me. 33 years earlier, he had left heaven and had been given a manger for his first bed. From that moment until the very end, his life had been spent resisting Satan's many temptations and avoiding all of humanity's transgressions. Every one of those days had been marked by Jesus' caring. Now, as the Savior's earthly life was drawing to a close, his caring would be proven again. Jesus' commitment would have him carry our sins in the Garden of Gethsemane. His caring would have him keep silent when liars were brought to his trial to testify against him. Not the nails, but his caring. His dedication to the salvation of humanity's sinful souls would keep him on the cross until he could say, "It is finished." From beginning to the end, Jesus had shown his courage to care. And this week, we remember and we give thanks for what he has done. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I care for those who are close to me and love me. You show your caring by giving yourself for our sins and delivering us from this evil age. By following the will of your Father, you have saved all who believe. This week and always, may we give you glory forever and ever. Amen.